Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for January 1st, 2010. Happy New Year.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
This week, researchers find that people with Alzheimer's disease are less likely to get cancer and vice versa. We'll take a close look at volcanoes on the planet Mercury, and we'll tell you why an ingredient in clown makeup could help protect astronauts in space. But first, Suzanne Bard has a story on the increasing prevalence of nearsightedness.
Between the early 1970s and the early 2000s, the percentage of nearsighted Americans went from 25% to over 41%. Epidemiologist Susan Vitale at the National Eye Institute in Bethesda, Maryland, says that while myopia is easily treated, it costs the country a lot of money.
If you've got 40 or 50 million people who need to go out and buy a simple pair of glasses, that adds up very, very quickly to numbers that are, in the billions.
Vitale says the increase may be due to environmental factors, like more time spent focusing on fine print, computer screens, or other close objects. Another hypothesis is that we don't spend enough time outdoors, focusing on distant objects. She and her colleagues are working towards teasing out the causes of this increase in nearsightedness and on new forms of prevention.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, doctors have long been telling us that weight-bearing exercise thickens our bones, and that's why they're urging us to lift weights and go power walking. But scientists at the University of London are focusing on an exception to the rule, the skull. It's a bone with few muscles attached to it, yet it stays thick even in old age. The scientists compared bone-forming cells in the skull to ones taken from limb bones and found 1,236 genetic differences between the two. They eventually hope to gain insights into how to coax regular bone cells into behaving more like those in the skull, keeping bones thick and healthy even in old age. In other bone-related news, an international team of scientists have created bioglass nanofibers, fine threads of material that act as a substrate for bone growth. The threads can be used to heal damaged bone that can't heal naturally. Now, Suzanne has a story about a connection between Alzheimer's disease and cancer.
New research shows that people with Alzheimer's disease may be less likely to get cancer. Washington University School of Medicine psychologist Kathy Rowe and her colleagues followed a group of older adults for 8 years.
And what we found is that the people who had Alzheimer's disease at baseline were slower to be hospitalized with cancer compared to those who did not have Alzheimer's disease. Their risk was reduced by 69%.
She says this was only the case for people who had pure Alzheimer's disease and not vascular dementia, brought on by a stroke, for example. The researchers also found that people with a diagnosis of cancer at the start of the study had a lower risk of developing Alzheimer's over a 5-year period than those who started cancer-free.
One thing about cancer and Alzheimer's disease, they're both diseases that strike older adults more commonly than younger adults, and they're both characterized by abnormal but opposing cellular behavior. So with Alzheimer's disease, you have excessive cell death. With cancer, you have excessive cell growth.
Rose says that finding out what links these two diseases could lead to better treatments in the future.
I think it might affect treatment if we can figure out exactly what is linking these two diseases. And if you can identify a molecular pathway, that might point out particular drugs that should be tried.
She and her colleagues also want to find out whether all cancers or just certain types of cancer are negatively related to Alzheimer's disease.
Thanks, Suzanne. Boron nitride is used to make clown makeup. Now it's being spun into microscopically fine, super strong fibers that could be used for bulletproof vests and even spaceships. Michael Smith is staff scientist at NASA's Langley Research Center. He says astronauts going on long trips through space need to be protected from solar radiation.
Boron is a perfect natural absorber of the thermal neutrons, they call them, these slow neutron particles that will go through your body and turn your DNA into something else that you don't really want it to be.
The fibers are produced using a high-energy laser at Jefferson Laboratory in Hampton, Virginia, and spun into a super strong yarn. Smith thinks the nanotubes have countless uses.
You've got the Copper Age, the Iron Age, and this is something that may foster a whole new age.
But first, they'll have to scale up production to make the fibers commercially viable. Finally today, Suzanne tells us about new explorations of the planet Mercury.
The planet Mercury has long been a mystery. It's so close to the sun that getting anywhere near it is difficult. But recent unmanned flybys by the Messenger spacecraft are revealing a great deal about the planet. Graduate student Laura Kerber works in the lab of Brown University planetary geologist James Head, and she's especially interested in the recent discovery of volcanoes on Mercury.
Because to have a volcano on the planet meant that you'd have to have some of these elements that drive volcanic eruptions, such as compounds like carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide, you know, water. These are the kind of things that drive volcanic eruptions.
She says it was once thought that such compounds couldn't survive so near the sun. In 2011, MESSENGER will go into orbit around the planet, allowing Kerber and hundreds of other scientists to learn more about Mercury and about the history of our solar system.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's all we have for you this week. But if you can't wait for next week's podcast, you can get a daily dose of science by listening to the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. And remember, if you have a science question for us, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, you'll win one of our brand new Science Update mugs. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.